Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. Hi, good evening and welcome aboard another edition Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast, cross country on iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Tuesday into a Wednesday, gearing up for the NBA Finals, which will start on Thursday. We look forward to that being Boston for games 1 and 2. Boy, you know, Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday, or I mean, they just space it out. I mean, here we are on June the 4th and 5th, and the NBA season's going to end in 18 days. I mean, it just takes forever. But, hey, listen, that's what they do. They stretch it out. For the first time in Celtics history, they're going to have road game watches inside TD Bank Garden, and tickets went on sale today. And you'd think they're a college program. They had a pep rally today in Boston with Mayor Wu and the governor and other dignitaries, the ownership group. I mean, it's just, I don't know. But anyway, they'll squeeze every buck, right? Just like, well, the NBA is getting smart, too. All right, later on in the hour, I'm really excited. Brock Hines, who covers the gamut with us, he's really strong. Hockey, media matters. Pat McAfee, calling Caitlin Clark, you know, I mean, it's just not a good move. So we'll throw that in there. NBA looks like they're departing TNT. They're going to seek greener pastures. Rumblings that NBC, the Peacock, has got the inside tracks. So that means we're going to see a plethora, in my opinion, of Peacock, and this is why NBC's going to spend the money, because they're going to stream the NBA and hit us over the head with it, just like the NFL is doing. So, you know, monkey see, monkey do, right? That's exactly what they do. You know, they say the NFL is a copycat league. Sports in general is a copycat league. Big Ten, Saturday nights, NBC. Sunday nights, NBC. So NBC is ramping up their sports franchises and their content distribution, without a doubt. All right, we'll come back. Dominic Jimenez as well. Big show today, and looking forward to Brock Hines. But we've got a lot to get to before then, right here, across the country and around the globe. This is Sports Overnight America, presented by American Premium Vodka. Celebrate responsibly. Get with the program. Walk it, play like a slow this ain't regular.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy? Totalmente. Now you can get 50% off any unlimited data phone plan. That's one line for only $25 a month, and you keep the phone you love. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. So find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. Promo subject to cancellation after 12 months. Available exclusively online and in Total by Verizon stores. Requires a compatible unlocked device and SIM. See TotalByVerizon.com for device compatibility and additional details. Taxes and fees may apply.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sports Overnight America. Again, Brock Hines coming up, talk some sports media matters. We'll go some NFL talk, NBA, NHL. He's strong on the hockey as well. Rick Carter will get him back here. Looking forward to him on Friday. So we got a busy week. We really do. Where do I start today? You know what I'll do? I'll just clean out the sports closet of my mind. There's a million headlines today. I mean, some of them are. I mean, seriously, you go through the sports headlines today. You got LeBron. He's all wound up about he's no longer a teammate of Kyrie Irving. Well, LeBron, you're watching the NBA Finals from Hollywood. Kyrie's playing, so don't be mad at him. You know, and I'll do a little repartee on Kyrie Irving. Look, this guy is polarizing. I loved him in college. I did. I mean, he was just a dynamic player who just was effusive with his energy and his just all-out ability. And got to the NBA, and hey, look, he had star qualities, and he became a star. He and LeBron, the Cleveland situation, what, 2016, it sounds like, if I recall. My memory's going a little south on me. But the fact of the matter is, there was just this one stop in Boston. And, you know, he's an East Coast kid from New Jersey. And this is going to sound a little bit haughty and a little bit over the top, but there is – the Celtics people want to call it mystique. That's just, to me, a little bit over the top, Celtics mystique. There was a time when the Celtics had mystique. You'd go in there, and it was really during the Cousy years, you know, Bill Russell, and then it passed on Heinsohn, Casey Jones, and then it passed off to, you know, the Bird era, with the big three, with Bird, McHale, and Robert Parrish. And then 85, 86, 40-1 at home. And now 2 years ago, 2-1 lead over Golden State. I was counting my chickens before they were hatched. They didn't win another game. Jordan Poole killed them. Wiggins killed them. Curry killed them. The Warriors killed them. They just tore their hearts out. It was unbelievable. It was just painful to watch. I digress for a moment. I will say this. I don't want to call it mystique, but that building, old garden, new garden, just no matter what, there's something about that home court. Now, there's other franchises that enjoy it, but there's something about that court. And I'm not talking about, you know, the mean-spirited hooligans who drink too much, who party before the games. Like any arena, it's in the part of an entertainment district, North Station in Boston. People take the train in. They have totally reconfigured the area in and around the garden, and it's just one big cocktail party. And so, you know, hockey especially. I was in there for a Florida Panthers game, and the game hadn't even, the puck hadn't even dropped. And you had Bruin fans getting in the grill of some visiting Panther fans who were adorned in Florida Panther jerseys. And no place for that, but it happened. So anyways, I digress. There is, I don't want to say it mystique. They have a huge edge. They have a great fan base. And if I can say it, they're one of the most knowledgeable fan bases, I think, in professional sports. Now, again, I'm probably stepping out on a limb. New York's got what? And I won't even throw out newspapers. I'll say webs, but you know, they represent newspapers, Times, Post, Daily News, Newark Star Newark Star Ledger. And then you've got Long Island Newsday. And then you've got, you know, the Connecticut and the Gold Coast of Connecticut and, you know, New York. There's just the media there in New York is smothering. And Boston's the same deal. It's New England. It's a six-state region. They draw from six states. It's just, it's unbelievable. So forget the mystique. That just sounds a little haughty and a little bit full of themselves. But I'll tell you right now, that home court is really, really a tough environment. And I'll back it up because I remember one time Knicks Celtics, and we're in the Knicks locker room after, and Patrick Ewing, who grew up there, I mean, Cambridge, went to Cambridge, Ridge and Latin. He's a Boston guy. And Ewing said, this building just terrifies me at times. I don't know if he used the word terrified, but he used the word like, man, this place is very difficult to play. Now, here's a guy that, you know, the New York fans, when he was at his peak of his success and at the height of his career, they adored him. When he started to get slow and get older, they rode him a little bit. And then he ended up playing where? Elsewhere. So, yeah, that's how it is. So I won't get too crazy about mystique, but Dallas is going to find out. And, hey, I'll say this. In 2011, 2012, whenever it was, when Dallas beat Miami, let me tell you something. The American Airlines Center was crazy as well. So I'm excited for this series. You know, nationally, yes, the Celtics have a national following. Dallas has got stars. They're going to bring in, I think, a lot of eyeballs with that, with Doncic and Irving. These are great players. And then Lively's playing at a high level. Gafford, I mean, they've got some guys that can play and get after it and defend, rebound. So this might just be this just might be a real sleeper and then turn into just a 7-game, 18 or 16 night, a little more than a fortnight rock fight. And I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if that's what we get. All right. So we start there with that. The NHL, I'll say it right now. Florida, I think they're going to win the cup. I'll say it. They're deep. They're talented. They got grit. They're tough. They got excellent goaltending. But listen, Edmonton, you got to remember, Edmonton did something during the regular season which blows your mind. And I don't have the NHL media guide here to go through it, but they won 16 straight games in the middle of the season, roughly around the middle of the season. Connor McDavid, elite player. Is he the best player in the league? I would. I mean, if I had the first pick in a draft and, you know, him and the kid, Cale Makar, I mean, these are elite players. I think Edmonton's got a better than a puncher's chance here. I do. The one conundrum and the one glaring deficiency is the most important position, in my opinion, and that's the goaltender. But Stuart Skinner is kind of riding the Edmonton Oilers wave right now. There is a wave around this team. The puck is bouncing right. They're creating opportunities. They're forechecking. They're taking care of the puck in the neutral zone. This is a very, very talented team. So as much as I'm excited about Boston and Dallas, I think Edmonton, Florida might be a little bit of a sleeper. So we shall see on that. All right, some NFL news. news. I guess you start with McCaffrey, right? CMC. I mean, he just basically just totally turned the running back market on its ear. And it was a year ago at this time where the running backs were saying, man, we're not getting our due. Quarterback. You know, my God, when are we going to see ours? Well, they're starting to see ours. Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, I think, honestly, that this is a part of his career where I think he's probably got, what, two or three more good, solid years, because he takes a beating. This guy catches the ball. He runs the ball. He doesn't back down from anybody. I mean, he bounces off would-be tacklers, but at the same time, he's tough, and he's got an instinct, and he's not afraid to lower the shoulder. But great deal. 49ers going to be a juggernaut without a doubt. Had the Super Bowl. I'll say it again. They had it. Extra point. They're going to win that game. Don't forget that. Kicking. I mean, come on, right? Make that extra point, and it changed everything. Now, easy to say that now, right? 2020 hindsight. But that's how I saw it. So away we go. And Justin Jefferson lands a huge deal in Minnesota. Had to do it. McCarthy, I guarantee you, J.J. McCarthy is just absolutely elated that he's got that target. I think he's as good now. I don't want to go Randy Moss yet, but he's darn good. And if he stays healthy, he's going to put up huge numbers, and he is going to help kind of shepherd McCarthy into the league with a real, real good target. So we look forward to it. All right, Brock Hines coming up. We'll go around some media matters. We'll talk a little bit of NFL. We'll dip into the NBA and NHL. We come back here. This is Sports Overnight America. We're presented by American Premium Vodka. Celebrate responsibly. We're coming back. Face, cause I gotta let it go. Thought it might have been love, she don't feel it though. Why you acting like we ain't been here before? We've been here before, yeah. It's such a shame. It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest though. How you say heat your body?
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday, Sports Overnight America. We are dealing with, here in Iowa, storms. Here we go again. We had a killer tornado 10 days ago claiming four lives in Greenfield, Iowa. We got more on the way, horrible weather, internet issues. So if you hear a slight delay between me and our great guest, Brock Hines, we've warned him there might be a slight delay. So I'm going to ask questions and wait for unbelievable answers. But if you hear a pause, it doesn't mean Brock stepped out for a cup of coffee before he comes back to answer the question. It's a very small delay. Welcome aboard, Brock. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Marty. I would never step out on you. Never. Come on. You know better than that.
You know what's funny, Brock, is I'm reading Kenny Albert's book about broadcasting, and he talks about doing a game one time when they had technical difficulties. I want to say in Baltimore and another time up in Springfield, Mass. He was doing AHL and he had to do it from a phone. Literally, like, pick up a phone, you know, the old phone, the push button, not a rotary dial, but a push button phone, and do the broadcast. I'll bet you in your 30 some odd years doing UMass hockey, you got some adventurous stories. Let's just start with that. Have you ever had the technical snafus make your life miserable? Let's hear real quick.
I will tell you even worse. Donnie Morehouse, my partner, and I got to Merrimack College to do the game, and the equipment was still back in my car 100 miles away in Greenfield. So we went to Staples, hooked up a couple of telephones. We had to use one cell phone, and as you know, cell phones, people yell into them because they think you have to talk louder when it's quite the opposite. So the ambience in the arena was too loud. Yes, I've got way too many stories that would make you laugh and just make you, you know, I think everybody's been there as a broadcaster, and you just have to make your way through as a professional and do it. But, yeah, I felt pretty stupid after that one, forgetting the most important part of the is getting on the air with the equipment.
Talking to Brock Hines. Brock, I do want to start with some media matters. Caitlin Clark, you probably saw the check. I mean, it was something you'd see in a hockey game. You don't expect to see that in a basketball game. And then McAfee, who's based in Indianapolis, enormously popular show, but calling her, you know, itch with a B. I mean, come on, really? So I take it as maybe he did it to, you know, inflame and get people riled up and, of course, bring eyeballs and clicks to the worldwide leader, so to speak. But just give me your reaction to the whole thing. Caitlin Clark being treated the way she is, and then the McAfee thing. I thought it was embarrassing for a professional broadcaster, to be honest with you. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
Well, she has been through a ton, Marty. First of all, when you gauge everything, she didn't come off of a five-month layoff and a preseason. She goes right from the fire from the women's basketball tournament with a little bit of a break and then right into a WNBA season. No break for her whatsoever. I don't care what people say that screens are set in basketball, whatever. I watched the hit several times. It's a dirty hit. People as uncontroversial as Bob Costas has come out and said, if this were the other way around, this would be a big deal. He says it's not a race issue, but you can be sure it would be made one. I don't think there's any race in it at all. I think they're just trying to send a message to the rookie. I think you referred to this yesterday on this show. I think they're just trying to send a message to the rookie that this is not, you know, all peaches and cream, and that you're going to have to pay your dues to get up there. I'm not quite sure that a hockey body check, though, is the way to do it. I think there are other ways to send messages legally. That wasn't good. As far as McAfee, you asked me about that. I'm not huge on these ESPN radio talk shows that actually appear on TV. I have really no interest in them. I don't really put much stock in most of the people that participate in them. But Caitlin Clark took the high road, and she accepted his apology and said, quote unquote, was all good. And that I expect nothing else from her. And I think that this will move on. I think more of the story will be is how many games that team can win and, you know, try to have a respectable season after obviously a very slow start.
Yeah. Brock Hines, longtime New England-based broadcaster. Great to have him on the show. We're going to keep him as long as we can into the second segment because he's excellent, truly excellent when it comes to hockey and a lot of other things. Brock, the NBA, after a long, I mean really a long sojourn on TNT, True TV, it looks like TNT's going to fold their tent. I guess they're going to do something else. College football is what I heard. How do you react to this? And then you and I have talked about, you know, radio talk shows ending up on TV. What about this studio show, which it's hard to argue. I'm not saying appointment TV to watch a pre- or post-game show, but Barkley, Kenny the Jet, Ernie Johnson, Shaq, enormously popular. We cannot ignore their popularity. Two-part question. TNT getting out of it, what does this do for the NBA? And if they do go to NBC, I think we're going to get peacocked over the head with streaming and a lot of games outsourced to the web. Let's hear. Go ahead.
First of all, I would agree with you. The TNT pregame show is truly one of the ones that other networks model it by. I mean, look what the NHL did when they went to TNT. They have the same thing with the 4 to 5 people and kind of just a light laughing type of thing. And with Barkley has an escape clause in his contract built in where once this deal expires in 25, so there's one more year of this now with TNT and ESPN, Disney, then Barkley can escape. He's also been quoted at he's our age, basically, in his early 60s, that he's pretty much almost done with all this. So we'll see what happens with it. I don't know what it is, Marty. Jeez, we've talked about this ad nauseum, but there seems to be this big fetish about getting on streaming when it's so much easier, and the numbers prove it, that when you're on terrestrial TV, the ratings far outweigh the streaming. Streaming is the future, no question. I think the NHL has done a great job moving their NHL Center Ice product to all internet. It's great, and if you have ESPN Plus, you're getting a bargain at $10 a month. Having said that, you know, you mentioned the TNT deal, moving to NBC. So let's see. ABC has ESPN. Fox has FS1 and FS2. CBS Sports has CBS Sports Network, although that's only alive with poker and rodeo. NBC has, nothing. NBC Sports Network went out of business last year. They go to USA, Marty. It's all about branding. I learned that growing up in business school. And you think of ESPN when you think of ABC as a sports arm. You think of FS1 with Fox. But USA with NBC, I was looking for the U.S. Open, the women's golf this weekend. Marty, it took me literally 20 minutes to think about it, to think, oh, yeah, maybe it's on USA. And some of it's on Peacock, too. They'll be damned, Marty. They want to make Peacock the same as, I'm not sure that you can match Netflix. They want Peacock to be the Netflix, you know, of the sports world. It's way far away, and so is Amazon, frankly, Marty. Amazon is great for delivering your overnight packages, but Amazon couldn't be farther away in the broadcast world, and I think they'd be making a big mistake doing that, going to the streaming. Gradually, yes, but wow, a lot of players here going in different directions. And NBC as a sole network, they're going to put all that NBA on the major network? I'm not convinced. It's going to go over to USA probably. And where else? The Golf Channel? That's where the NHL went when they were with NBC. I don't know. They're missing a sports network there, and they lose me on this one.
Yeah, Brock Hines with us. Great points. Yeah, I think they want Peacock to become Netflix, Amazon, or even ESPN Plus. And I'll say it, ESPN Plus is a dream. I watch you do hockey. You do a great job on television. It's streaming. I sync it up with the big screen. It's awesome. It really is awesome. So I have no gripe there. Oh, only a couple minutes left in this segment. I want to save the NHL and the NFL to that last compartment. I guess I want to say in closing out this segment, Brock, is if I'm NBC, though, I gotta have a long conversation with Ernie and say, Ernie, you got to stay. And he wants to, it sounds like, retire. Barkley, Jet, and Shaq, if they can bring that over, then I think NBC clearly gets to lead with some star quality. Give me a minute on that real quick. How essential is it that they get those guys, NBC?
I think they're a great bridge. They would be a tremendous bridge to a fledgling network. When I say fledgling, just meaning getting back into the NBA for the first time in, 25, 30 years. Mm-hmm. You know, what's really interesting about that whole pregame crew, Marty, they've been with Turner since the inception of that deal in 1989, 35 years. And so, I mean, people are just used to this. That's where you go. Even though I just told you USA is not branded for, you know, because it's really an entertainment network. I know they have wrestling and all. But Turner, really, to their credit, is not only entertainment, but you think of the NBA. And now I think of the NHL. It's just starting with National Hockey League. But they've been the NBA, them and TBS. And TBS was branded with baseball. So, yeah, you need them to bridge over to make NBC relevant. They try to bring in a new crew at NBC, even if they brought in somebody as good as Tirico, it just doesn't have the same feel. I feel good about those NBA hosts, and I think you'd be missing a lot if you got rid of them.
Yeah, you know, Mike Breen, I think he'd go over. I mean, it's going to be very interesting. All right, we will close it out. American Premium Vodka, enjoy responsibly, celebrate responsibly as well. Edmonton, Florida. Who's going to be watching? Brock Hines will tell us. Will Canada, will the country of Canada, will their numbers count here? I mean, what do they tell the advertisers? And then the NFL, a quick glance as OTAs are starting. How good is that NFC North going to be? Four teams, it's going to be like the four horsemen. They are going to be potentially very, very good, maybe even, dare I say, dominant. We're coming back here. Here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Brock Hines continues on the other side. Don't go away.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, Little Doobie Brothers brings us back in there. Huh? Love the Doobs. Saw them last August right here in lovely Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa, at the Wells Fargo Arena. All right, lots to get to. We'll clean up. We'll get into the hockey, Brock. But I want to stay on the announcing front real quick. I was a colleague with him at the Celtics Radio Network back 22 years ago in on WWZN, The Zone. Sean McDonough had McDonough and Friends. He had a talk show. Got to know him. His dad, Will, was still alive at the time. Brock, he is the most versatile announcer in this country. He and I don't even know who to bring into the conversation. Sean McDonough, he blows me away. And then I want to give a shout out to Miss Emily Kaplan, who is a rising star, and I can't wait to see where her talent takes her. Let's start with Sean McDonough, New England guy. Let's hear.
All four major sports, Marty, there's very few big-time announcers that can say that they've done all four major sports and can do them well, too. I mean, called Joe Carter's big home run for CBS back in the 90s. He's been around forever. Started at WSBK TV 38 in Boston when he was the question asker on the show. Do you remember Ask the Manager that they ran on Sunday nights? I mean, Marty, he's been around forever.
Right.
Very good. Four major sports, college and professional. Excellent. Emily Kaplan, too. You asked about that real quick.
Emily Kaplan, I want to hear about Emily.
Emily is smart, attractive, just doesn't come across as know-it-all. She deserves everything that she's getting, just the exposure. She's so smart, knows the game of hockey, not dismissive. She respects the coaches, asks smart questions, because there's so many softball questions. I've done that, Marty. In addition to doing my analyst job, I would go to and interview coaches after a game. She may get the prepper questions, I didn't, but she asked just relevant questions. And I think, like you said, she's a rising star, and she should be doing other sports. Catherine Tappa did it for NBC once she got out of the hockey arena. She did sidelines for football, and she did it for NBC for the NFL. Very, very good. And they should be doing cross sports with Emily Kaplan as well. She knows her stuff.
I agree. Brock Hines is with us, New England-based broadcaster and a dear friend. All right, Brock, they win the decisive game. They close out Dallas in six. They score two goals with 10 shots. You got to be kidding me. But let's get to it. Edmonton, Florida. Is this country, is the world going to care about the 2024 finals for the fifth straight year? We got a Florida team in the mix. Let's hear.
I think the regular hockey fans will be interested. I think what the NHL has going for it is all seven games are on ABC. And this, I believe, don't quote me on this. I'm just thinking of this really. I'm shooting off the hip. This could be the first time since maybe back in the days when it was on CBS that all the games will be on one of the four major networks. Remember when NBC carried it for the longest time, they jettisoned two of the games to NBC Sports Network. They always said that was to help the brand of that network. Well, you saw where that network went, into the toilet. Before that, it was ESPN that kind of carried it. They didn't carry all the games on ABC. And then before that, if you remember, in the 90s and the 80s, the games were on Sports Channel, which was a regional sports network, but regional all over the USA like Bally is now. I think you got to go back to the Dan Kelly days, and I may be missing something really obvious, But all seven games being ABC will help it, Marty, because no matter what, you can go down this streaming road all you want, but that Toronto-Boston game had 9 million people, A, because they included the Canadian audience, but B, it was on ABC, and the lower channel numbers still attract a lot of people. That's where the cable channel and the streaming starts, is with the major networks. You don't have to go find TNT, TBS, ESPN, ESPN2. You go right to ABC. And I think that will help them a lot. That and the fact that the NBA will be on there as well. You're going to go every other night with NHL and NBA. I think it'll be habit. And I think if the hockey is entertaining as you and I think it will be, and the fact I believe Rick Carter would agree with us as well, I think it will attract viewers. And by default, you won't get the big numbers, but you'll get decent numbers, Marty.
All right, we're going to get the A-team. Are we going to get McDonough, Ferraro, and the aforementioned Emily Kaplan?
Oh, I would hope you get the latter. I don't know what you'll get, but I would love to see them. I don't know if you're going to get ABC guys by default. McDonough in that group got the Eastern teams, which is the far more attractive platter. I hope you get them. I have not heard who's doing the games yet.
It'll be interesting to see. All right, Brock Hines, let's go a couple more minutes here. Right to the NFL. I'm looking for storylines. Here it is only June, and I'm already looking for storylines. OTAs, you know, they got some workouts going on. But, Brock, the first thing I turn to is not Kansas City, not San Francisco, not Aaron Rodgers. I'm going Heartland. And, again, I'm based in the Midwest, and call me an apologist, but I love the role that I fill for Sports Byline and really being Midwest-centric. But this NFC North, Brock, look out. Come on now. Minnesota just inked Jefferson. McCarthy's going to bring eyeballs because I think he's going to be sensational. I'm not going to say the second coming of Tom Brady. Chicago drafted well. If Caleb Williams and company can blend, look out for them. Detroit's coming off a meteoric rise. And you've got the Green Bay Packers, who don't look now, made a heck of a postseason run, dismantling the vaunted Dallas Cowboys. Now, maybe a little over the top calling the vaunted Cowboys. But, Brock, from your East Coast outpost, NFC North, will you pay attention? Will America be into it? Let's hear.
Well, let's go with Detroit first. Love the coach and love what they've done. They defied, you know, people said it's last year was going to be kind of a, you know, comeback year, reset year. And they end up winning, I believe, 12 of their 17 games. Tremendous job in the Motor City. The Packers finished great, as you said. And, you know, you think you lose a guy like Aaron Rodgers, and it's going to be several years of a major reset. And the fact that they finished over 500 and ended up losing to the very strong, as you said, 49ers, I think things look good there. Be careful in Chicago. I know Caleb Williams. A lot is expected of him, but I also know a lot was expected of Trevor Lawrence in his first year. I know a lot was expected, especially, look at Bryce Young and how Carolina struggled last year. They only managed a couple of wins, I believe. So let's not get too far ahead, but there's a lot to be excited about. Even before Williams' arrival, the Bears looked like they finally had a little bit of a clue last year, and this may be one of the missing pieces. There. With Minnesota, sure, Jefferson, great addition, no question about it. So you got him to help out. Who, though? It's Sam Darnold? I don't know. Him and McCarthy battle out for the league quarterback job. Kirk Cousins, he wasn't the answer. He belongs down in the South with Atlanta. He is not a A-rated quarterback. He is a B quarterback, a solid backup, and that's all he's been. And the Vikings were never going to get to the promised land with him. So a lot to be excited about with those clubs. I'll be watching, Marty. I thought you might ask me about the AFC Central as much. I think that, like the NFC Central, could have teams where the last place team could be 500. That's what it was, right, with the AFC Central. I think both Centrals would be interested. But to your question, I think the NFC will be exciting, the NFC Central.
All right. Let's go here and finish up. How long are the Patriots are going to be down? And I'm telling you, I'm going to drop a bombshell on you. Everyone wonders where Bill Belichick is going to return. And I'm saying this with a straight face. It's not April Fool's Day. I would not rule out a return to the New England Patriots and Robert Kraft and him patch things up 2-3 years down the road. I'm just going to throw that out there. It may be nutty. He bought another home in Nantucket. I know he can coach in Dallas and Philly and Washington and Los Angeles with the Chargers. I'm telling you, I will save this. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I just have an inkling that he and Kraft are going to patch things up, and there's a remote possibility that he comes back. I'm just throwing that out there. Now, how long are the Patriots going to be down before my cockamamie idea doesn't come true? Let's hear.
Several years. I like Jared Mayo, but he's jumped from the washroom right up to the top. I wanted to see him as a coordinator for several years before he gets the head job, and I think this is very unfair to him in a sense. As long as that is in case, and as long as the quarterback situation doesn't change, this Patriot team is destined in a reasonably strong division, especially I think Buffalo comes back and rebounds and hangs out with Miami, and I think the Jets will still improve. I still think they're destined for last place. The Red Sox are the AFC East. Red Sox are a 500 team, which will be in last place with maybe 75-80 wins. Same with the Patriots. The thing about your theory, Marty, to answer that really quick, is if you have that timeline, I'm not certain that Bill Belichick, and I don't know him to talk to him, but just using logic, I'm not sure you can do it as a president in the United States, but I'm not sure as a head coach in the NFL. If he comes back in 3 years, he'll be going on 76. I'm not sure that he'll be interested in the head coaching job at 75 or 76 years old. Maybe he should run for president because that's what we seem to have in this country. That was supposed to be funny, by the way, Marty, too.
It is. It is. And I'm saying that about Belichick. It's probably just me with over-exuberance and wishful thinking because as much of a curmudgeon he is, I love the guy. I do. I watch his press conferences. I can't get enough of Bill Belichick, and I'm going to enjoy him hopefully with Omaha Productions and the Manning Brothers on Monday Night Football on the Deuce. Brock, I'll close with this. People say, how long do you go back with Brock Hines? Confirm or deny, we used to do high school hockey together on top of a men's room at Collins Moylan Arena on the cusp of Shattuck Park in our hometown of Greenfield, Massachusetts.
That part is true, but can I be honest with your listeners, Marty?
Yeah.
Actually, it goes back, how old would we be in sixth grade? We would be 11? It goes back 12. To me feeding you answers in Miss Allen's French class because you just kept asking and didn't study your French. I turned around and gave you the answers because I did my studying in French, and that's actually the first time that I met you. So that's the first time we worked together, was on top of a men's room announcing hockey. But it goes back, I remember, to eighth grade French when I gave you the answers. One of the few things that I was proficient in, because I can barely speak English, never mind French, but still, I gave you the answers, and that's the first thing I remember.
That is very,
you're a good
very
man, Marty. Despite that, it's been a long time that we've known each other, and it's been a blast.
It really has. Thank you so much, buddy. I'll talk to you down the road. Thank you so much. Excellent
you're welcome.
Job, as always.
Thank you for having me on, as always. Be good.
All right. You got it. All right. There you go, Brock Hines, dear friend. Cheating in French class. There's a shocker. Oh, man. That is funny stuff. All right, we'll come back. We will close it out. Baseball tonight. Djokovic out at the French. Knee looks like torn meniscus. So I think Carlos Alcaraz or Zverev, going to be a heck of a final at Roland Garros, despite no Djokovic. All right, we're coming back. We'll wrap it up here. Final segment coming up, a short one, on Sports Byline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All right, French Open tennis. We got a Sinner on the men's side. We got Alcaraz. I don't know. I just think it's going to be great, but I hated to see Novak go down. You know, he took some anti-inflammatories during yesterday's match, and that kid that he was playing kept just dropping drop shots. And I'm telling you, that to me, his performance was just simply remarkable. What a gritty guy. 37, twilight of his career. Man, oh, man, that was impressive. So I wanted to get that out there. Baseball tonight, just trying to think. You know, the Twins and Yankees, you know, and again, I'm complaining. We get blacked out here on the MLB package. Can't get the Brewers, and I'm in Iowa. Can't get the Twins. Can't get the White Sox. We get the Cubs on Marquee, but not on the app on MLB. We're blacked out from St. Louis. It's just, I don't know. Major League Baseball, man. I mean, here baseball, in my opinion, is really losing market share. I mean, losing people. I mean, young kids today aren't watching it. They can't sit still to watch a baseball game. Follow it on their phone, maybe. Now, I know Otani, and I know we got superstars that draw, but I'm just looking at raw numbers, and I don't know. Baseball's just got to give their heads a collective shake. But, you know, I'll just torture myself, and I'll watch the Braves and Red Sox. And the Red Sox, and they're going to see Chris Sale, I believe, in this series. So that'll be a little bittersweet. Although, you know, I wasn't big on him to begin with. I mean, this guy got hurt getting out of bed in the morning. couldn't brush his teeth without going on the injured list. It was crazy. All right, Dominic Jimenez, as always, outstanding job out of you. You are much appreciated, Mr. Jimenez. Thank you very much. Brock Hines, outstanding job as well. We get ready for the NBA Finals Games 1 and 2, Thursday, Sunday in Boston, before the series goes to Dallas and American Airlines Center for the next two. For the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your Tuesday into a Wednesday here. More sports coming up here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Adios.